Feingold's bill would eliminate what's called the stabilization fund. He calls it a slush fund that would allow the Secretary of Health and Human Services to dole out money to HMOs so they can compete with Medicare. But a spokesperson for the American Association of Health Plans says the fund would be closely monitored and no health plans could use it to boost their bottom lines. Mohit Ghosh says the federal government already subsidizes Medicare plans in many rural areas. This, he says, would provide the same help to private companies.
It essentially creates a level playing field so that hospitals will not necessarily be penalized or health plans will not necessarily be penalized for trying to create networks in the private sector side of Medicare.
But Senator Feingold says the money won't improve health care for seniors, and he doesn't think tax dollars should be used to help keep private health plans in business. Earlier this week, he introduced another bill that would allow the federal Medicare program to bargain with pharmaceutical companies to keep drug prices down. Darcy Haber tracks health care policy for the consumer advocacy group Citizen Action of Wisconsin. She applauds Feingold for moving quickly to fix what she says are the two major flaws in the new Medicare bill.
The giveaway to the pharmaceutical companies and the giveaway to the HMOs insurance companies.
A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans says it's too early to tell how the funds Feingold wants to cut might help increase the number of Medicare plans available in Wisconsin. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is still working on the rules for how those funds would be distributed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.